time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte. In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. She wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Was a fishmonger, sure 'twas no wonder, so was her father and mother before. They both wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and no one could save her. That was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and I am a Celtic musician and your podcast host. As always, this is my personal podcast, so it's, you know, news and such of what's going on with me. And I got lots of great news today. It's going to start off with letting you know what that first song was. That was from my upcoming album, Not Every Day is St. Patrick's Day. That is Molly Malone. Still a rough mix, mostly there, but I'm going to fine-tune it a little bit more. I want to thank everyone who helped sponsor that album. The CD comes out officially on January 17th. And thanks to everyone who pre-ordered it, well, you're going to get your copy in hopefully late October, early November. I really want to thank you. I was totally blown away. I was, you know, about $1,000 shy of my $4,000 goal. Then all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. There was a whole bunch of orders. And next thing you know, we did it. The album was officially entirely paid for before it even comes out. So I really appreciate all your help in making that happen. I'm going to do a bunch of promotional things come January to push the album further up the charts. But in the meantime, I really appreciate all your help. Speaking of promotion, September 22nd is Bilbo Baggins' birthday. And Frodo Baggins, of course, if you know they were both born on the same day. So it's a great day to do my top of the charts event. So I've been wanting to do a big promotion to push Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits up to the top of the charts on Amazon and on iTunes. And so I decided that I wanted to do a big plug. There's still a lot of people who haven't bought the album. You might already own the album, and bear with me. What my plan is to get everyone to buy the title track, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits, and we're going to send it to the top of the charts on that day, noon, Central Time, on that day. That's the big plan. Now, I've put together a little website that has, well, I've started to collect email addresses so that you can actually help me in this promotion. And so, yeah, the way it's going to work is on that day, I'm just going to ask you to spend 99 cents on one or both of those sites if you like. That'd be awesome. And you buy the single. It shoots it up to the top of the charts. All of a sudden, other people say, what is this Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits thing? And with the little thing about, you know, the Hobbit movie in three parts coming out starting in December, it's going to shoot everything up to the top of charts, and it's going to be awesome and spectacular. People are going to be shouting, yay! And I'm happy and thrilled with the new Hobbit CD. In addition, though, for you, as a thank you to you, you're not just going to spend money on a song. No, that's not how it's going to work. Instead, you're going to get a free single that I just released. It is called The Smeal or The Tree. Well, actually, I haven't released it at all. It's totally unreleased. It was written by a friend of mine, Nancy Flynn. She came with me on the Celtic Invasion of Ireland trip this year, and it's a parody of Orange and the Green. It's really cool. I love it, and you're going to hear it right now. And this is what you're going to get when you help me push Don't Go Drinking with the Hobbits up to the top of the charts. So let me play that for you, and we'll be back with more news.
My father was a halfling from Hobbiton, was he? My mother was an elf maid, and in Mirkwood dwelleth she. They met once only briefly under an old oak tree. It was worthy venture, 9 months later there came me. Oh, I feel so strange and mixed up, I hardly know myself. For my father was a hobbit, and my mother was an elf. Too tall to hide inside a log, too short to climb a tree. Dear dad was only 3'6", and mom was 6'3". I have bright blue eyes and long blonde hair, so how do you suppose I ended up with curly braids a-growing from my toes? Oh, I feel so strange and mixed up, I hardly know myself. For my father was a hobbit, and my mother was an elf. Raised in Thranduil's castle, the forest was my home. But always over hill and dale, I felt inclined to roam. Every evening, Mum and I through the woods did stroll. Till one night, just like Dad, I went a-rolling down the hole. Oh, I feel so strange and mixed up, I hardly know myself. For my father was a hobbit, and my mother was an elf. One day upon his doorstep, I perchanced to be. And when I rang the doorbell, he invited me to tea. We began to get acquainted as he showed me around the place. So how's your mom? He asked me, a sly grin on his face. Oh, I feel so strange and mixed up, I hardly know myself. My father was a hobbit, and my mother was an elf. Now as the heir apparent to all their worldly goods, I've half a hillside in the Shire and acreage in the woods. They took a ship to Valinor and sailed across the sea, and left me on my own to choose the Smeal or the tree. Oh, I feel so strange and mixed up, I hardly know myself. For my father was a hobbit, and my mother was an elf. Oh, I feel so strange and mixed up, I hardly know myself. For my father was a hobbit, and my mother was an elf.
Isn't that an awesome song? I love it. Okay, that's all I can say. I absolutely love the thing. So the way it's going to work is you're going to buy one of those, or you can buy the entire album. So if you are waiting to buy the album, wait a little bit longer. Wait till the 22nd to buy Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. That way you can buy it then, and maybe the album will top the charts as well. So that's the ultimate goal here. So September 22nd, I'll have more news coming about that in the weeks to come. I have a lot of other stuff going on in the meantime. For instance, Gen Con, I wanted to let you know, was a tremendous success. Oh, I had such a great weekend at Gen Con last week. I was just blown away. Not only were the shows fantastic, but just everything. Everything just connected this year. And sales were up. People were more excited, even with sound problems. I just had a great time. On
Thursday night, we did a Firefly drinking song show that was sold out, technically speaking, but they gave us a bigger room this year, and so there was plenty of space for other folks, and so next year I'm going to boost the number of people that can actually go to my shows, and so that there no one gets it. Well, maybe they will sell out entirely, which would be totally awesome. You know, having 300 people packed in that little room would be badass. Especially Browncoats, man, that was just an awesome show. The Browncoats came out in force and had a great time, and we're gonna do it again next year. Friday Night Live was a huge hit. Tons of people out for that. The Saturday show was just amazing too. I mean, I think there's 30 or so more people than originally planned for the show who showed up, and then I just had fun. I was just really relaxed and sharing stories and just had a blast. It was such a great show. Again, I had a few technical problems, which kind of bummed me. I have a wireless setup for my auto harp, and we had a new PA, and just, I don't know what it was, just didn't sound right to me. I'll figure that out next year. I'll make sure I get a little bit of test time with the PA to make sure that everything's working properly. But yeah, great weekend. I was glad to come home, and you know, next weekend is Dragon Con. Not this one, but the following one is Dragon Con, which is going to be another spectacular weekend. I have lots of shows planned. I'm just really excited. I just can't wait to get back to the convention. Although, admittedly, I gotta confess that I've been a little bit overwhelmed once again. I don't know if you saw that post on Facebook, but I'm just kind of overwhelmed with all the stuff that I have to do, and there's so many things that I don't even get time to do. So I've been looking into the idea of a virtual assistant. I don't know have you used one? Have you used a virtual assistant? Let me explain what that is. A virtual assistant is someone who helps you out with a variety of tasks, anything from, well, just day-to-day blogging, social media. It could be some mixing, whatever you need, pretty much anything that you need, they help you out with. And there's a bunch of virtual assistants out there. I've been trying to figure out what to do, because the problem is, of course, I don't have a whole lot of money to actually put for a virtual assistant, but I kind of really need one. I need someone to handle the things that I just, well, I admit I'm just either lazy about or just don't have time. I get 2 days a week to work on anything. And you know, this more last night Kinsey was sick, and so I was like, well, am I going to get to work the second day this week? I don't know. And then, of course, you know, I just feel overwhelmed. So the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, which should have come out almost 2 weeks ago, still isn't done. And I'm wondering I'm trying to find the inspiration to do that, which is one of the reasons I decided to do this. I figured by talking to you kind folks, I might actually get inspired to. I mean, I got the show notes almost already. All the songs are picked. I just have to, you know, fine tune it and whatnot. So, long story short, too late. I've been looking at the idea of a virtual assistant. Ideally, someone who, you know, can help me with some of these extra tasks. But if you know of anyone, let me know. I would love to talk with you, or just post below or whatever you like. Email me, mark@markgun.com will work great. And, let's chat, because I definitely need to find some helpers on this stuff. Let's play some music and then we'll be back. Next up is the Unicorn Song by the Brobdingnagian Bards, who are going to be at Sherwood Celtic Music Festival. Ooh, I'll tell you more about that in a moment.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, there are more kinds of animals than you've ever seen that run around and play while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of all was the unicorn. The green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now the Lord seen some sinning and it gave him pain. He says, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain. He says, hey, Brother Noah, I tell you what to do. build me a floating zoo and bring some of those green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Now Noah was there to answer the call. He finished building the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through,
"Hey Lord,
I got your green alligators and long-necked geese, your humpty-back camels and your chimpanzees, your cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn." Now Noah looked out through the driving rain. Those unicorns were laughing and playing silly games. They're running and playing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. There were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Noah said, "Close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and I just can't wait for no unicorn." The ark rose up and it drifted with the tide, and the unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. That's why you'll never see a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see, you're never gonna see, you're never gonna see no unicorn. They're all dead. You know, I've always loved this song. That's just one of those things. I first heard the Irish Rovers do it when I was a young lad, and it's just always touched me somewhere right here. Just really means a lot. It means a lot. Just long tradition in my family, really. Laughing at the misfortune of unicorns. It's what we do. Heck, it should be on the McKee crest or something, you know? What would that be in Latin? Death to unicorns with laughter. I'll work on that. That's really good. But okay, dude, that's definitely not on the crest. But you know what the unicorns symbolize, right? What do you think the odds are that he played with My Little Ponies when he was a kid? I'm thinking pretty good. Okay, we can change it. It's a song, it's not like it's set in stone or anything. It's not like Shel Silverstein's gonna come down here and shoot us or something, or... I hope. But anyway, yes, okay. Now you may think this is the ending to this song, but I have to tell you, Mark, that in fact you'd be wrong. You see, unicorns are magical. So the rain started pouring. They grew themselves some wings and they took to soaring. There were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. But if you're looking for the unicorn, don't be forlorn. The second star on the right and straight on until morn. See, now it's long been debated why the Irish are so fascinated with a song where the lyrics were written by Shel Silverstein. It's kind
He's
of strange,
not Irish, by the way.
Believe it or not, yeah. But it's just that...
Maybe on his mother's side. I don't know, though. Never mind.
We'll work on genealogy later. But it's interesting because historically, the unicorn has been the symbol for England. And at the end of the song, all of the stupid, playful unicorns drown. So for some reason, the Irish really like the song. Bizarre though that is. And here we come and change it so that all the unicorns live and are flying high above everybody else. And if, you know, if we go to Ireland, we're definitely not playing this song. At least not that way.
I give you that.
Okay, good. Just checking.
So that was from our live CD. Extra fun version of that. That's a great CD, actually. If you haven't gotten a copy of that, go pick one up at the Celtic Music CD store. That's celticmusic.org. So first off, the Brobdingnagian Bards are going to be at the Sherwood Celtic Music Festival. It's going to be one heck of a festival for me, at least, you know, because not only am I doing a solo show, but I have a Brobdingnagian Bards show. Andrew's going to be doing a solo show. I just heard he's going to have one show a day as well. So one show a day for the Brobdingnagian Bards. I think just one for me, if maybe two. And Jamie Hauser, my partner with Guns and Drums, will be there. So we might actually do shows there together as well. So lots and lots and lots and lots. So, yeah, that's going to be awesome. Come out to the Sherwood Celtic Music Festival. It is the weekend of September 22nd and 23rd in Page, Texas, which is about an hour outside of Austin. This is going to be the one chance you get to see the Brobdingnagian Bards live. Come on out. And if you're while you're at the Celtic Music CD store, I have two brand new t-shirts. I finally sold out the last of the Celt Father shirts. Those are all gone. I might actually have one left, which I might use as a giveaway at some point. The rest of them are all gone. I'm still trying to clearance the Kilted for His Pleasure shirts. Those didn't sell as well. They're still pretty awesome, but you know they didn't sell as well. So I'm going to try to, I'm trying to clearance those, get those out of my shirt box. And so look for discounts. Actually, in fact, you can get 50% off for the next month up and through September. But I have two new shirts that are now available. That is Monahan's Mudder's Milk, which is a tremendous success at Gen Con. It's an awesome looking shirt. It looks like the Guinness shirt, you know, that little oval they have with all that text and such. And there's an auto harp on there and it says, you know, as enjoyed by the Monahan's Mudder's Milk, as enjoyed by the hero of Canton, the Bedlam Bards and Mark Gunn. So it's kind of fun. So you can find that at CelticMusic.org, as well as the Celtic Music is Freedom t-shirts. Those are the shirts of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, especially for people who become you know, lifetime members of the podcast. You can get a free shirt for that. So, a final little bit of news that I want to share with you before I close up this podcast is the Pub Songs podcast live at Dragon Con. The very last, a couple years ago, I did a Firefly Drinking Songs live podcast at Dragon Con, which is where, you know, the Firefly Drinking Songs CD sort of semi came from. I didn't actually use any of those tracks, unfortunately, but I got in my mind that maybe we should do close up the podcast track with some sci-fi drinking songs recorded live. And that is what we're going to do at Dragon Con this year. I'm going to have a special guest, Tom Smith, the world's fastest filker. And he's going to come out and join me. We're going to play some songs. I think the panel is at 2:30. It will be recorded. So it's going to end up on this podcast. You don't want to miss this panel. It's going to be fantastic. Final bits of news. In October, I have three shows. Contraflow in New Orleans the first weekend. Constellation in Huntsville the second weekend. And Stone Mountain Highland Games in Stone Mountain, Georgia on the third weekend. Then I'm confirmed for all six weekends of the Louisiana Renaissance Festival starting in the beginning of November into the second week of December. Please come join me for that full run. at least, you know, for a weekend. I don't have a stage, so I will be in the lanes. I'm going to try to set up something over by the wine tasting. There is a Tourillon stage, I think it is called, and it is that's possibly where I will be. It's a sort of a walk-by stage, though, so I might try to see if I can set up a, you know, I had this idea actually at, what is this? I think my daughter was writing on my desk. So I had this idea at Gen Con. Gen Con, we also do busking and such, which is street performing, playing in the streets. Oh, I've had this idea for years, and just now it's sort of semi-clicking. I was thinking about the idea if I could create, you know, take a like a piece of rope, you know, 10-foot circumference. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Math was never my strong suit, but a nice 10-foot circumference rope with a and attach a whole bunch of, you know, little fake leaves on it and turn it into a little magical circle of sorts where I could sit and play music. I love, you know, ballads are still have always been my favorite songs, and admittedly I don't do a lot of them, especially, you know, right now I've been working on these pub songs because I've been doing shows like that. Georgia Renaissance Festival, I think I'll be back there next year, very likely, and probably again in the pub. So I'm trying to, I want to create this little magical area where I can just play music and people can come sit and relax and enjoy some fine music. It might require a little bit of work. If you have any thoughts on that, I would love to hear those as well, and how to create this subcosmic little realm of sorts, whatever you want to call it. Anyways, that's about it. I want to finish up this show with another song from Not Every Day is St. Patrick's Day. This is Tura Lura Lura, an Irish lullaby, which I love this song. So thank you all very much for listening, and I will talk to you again. I might talk to you again right after the, I don't know, we'll see. I might be sooner than later. I know I'm only doing once a month, but we might do a little bit more. So that's all I have to say for now. Thank you all very much for listening and helping me get inspired to do more for you in the near future. Thanks a lot. Sláinte.
Killarney, many years ago, me mither sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low, a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if she would sing that song to me this day. Tooralooralura, tooralooralai, I wander to that cot again. I feel her arms a-hugging me as when she held me then. I hear her voice a-humming to me as in days of yore, when she used to rock me fast asleep outside the cabin door. Tooralooralura, tooralooralai, That's an Irish lullaby.
The Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.